This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. And we have to say we heard a little message man saying that we'll call the G-spot.
Oh, we did earlier. We're boys.
There ain't no G-spots in here. We have G-strings, isn't it?
That's right.
What they're called. So unfortunately, those who thought you're going to get a G-spot have got Tom and Warren.
You might have one, Tom.
And Creepy Andy is here.
We just haven't found it yet.
Andy's here, even though he went out stalking Jimmy Barnes last night. You should have seen his Facebook. Oh, I thought, any minute now, security's going to come and remove that man.
Yeah.
And he thought just because Jimmy Barnes was like had a crutch, he thought he could chase him down the street. I mean, that old man hobbling didn't get very far, did he?
Yeah. Obviously, he's recovered, Jimmy Barnes, that is, from his injury that he had.
No, he turned up last night at his premiere with a walking stick.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, he actually had a walking stick?
Oh, he fell.
Oh, my God.
If you ask Andy, he actually made the joke about, you know, like 20 years of drinking 8 bottles of bourbon on stage and never fell off once, gets up there straight and fell straight off. Well, that'd teach you a lesson, bitch.
Now, I want to ask you, you had something big yesterday and it was your first ever, it's like the first day of school almost.
Wayne and I had a book club's love down in Geelong.
Right.
So we turned up, I was so nervous.
So hang on, where in Geelong, was it at a shopping centre?
In a shopping centre, in a bookstore, people had to pay tickets to come.
Oh, really?
Bloody idiots.
Oh,
I mean, good on them. And I'm very happy they came. They actually went over the top. We had cocktails. It was full on. They had lounges set up. We sat there. But look, what a great night. Me and Wayne had a fantastic time. Thank you to everyone who's listening in Geelong. I told them all to listen today. They were lovely
people.
Oh,
good morning, Geelong.
They were good. But when we were leaving, never in my life have I ever called the police. And I actually had to call the police last night.
Why?
Well, we walked down and went to the car park. And we parked around the back so we could get through a back entrance because we're VIPs.
Yep.
Yeah. And as we're getting into the car, I could hear this girl screaming.
You mean you went through the delivery entrance?
Probably. Yeah, she just told us where to park. It was VIP, sweetheart. Let me just
the loading bay.
Yeah, it was actually. Yeah. Come out dirty, get past the smelly bin. But anyway, so we come out and we go into the car and stand away. Got to hurry up home. I've got to be up at 4:15 to get in here. And we get there and I can hear this girl screaming. And I mean screaming. And you know, you try to look around like what's going on,
right?
Then I heard her say, "Get out of my way, I want to leave." And I've gone around the corner and this guy was standing there in front of her car and she's crying. Look, he didn't touch up,
right?
But she was, she was distressed. So I've gone around and said, "Mate, if a lady asks to move, you stand back." And he gave me a mouthful. And I've gone, "Wayne," you know what I mean? So Wayne come around the corner.
Yep.
And then I've said, "Mate, I'm going to ask you one more time. Stand back from the girl and let her get in or I'm calling the police." And he said, "Call the cops." So I've gone, "Well, I don't even know where I am." Do you know, like, and lucky I saw a girl walk in. So I ran to her and said, hey, where are we? Quickly ring the police. That man's, you know.
Like, right.
Yeah. But I will admit, by that stage, he let her get into the car and drive off. And look, and his complaint was he's given her thousands and she won't let him see the children.
Oh, my goodness.
I was trying to explain to him.
That's what you get.
I said, "Mate, I've been through this."
Yep.
Single parent. "You will ruin it yourself. You need to walk away and find a judge." But I've never in my life called the cops.
Yeah, you
then know, the police came and then I had to... I said, "I'm so sorry I called. I explained what happened."
Yeah.
But I said, I've stayed here to make sure the police came and knew I didn't bodge you. I didn't even think to take his number.
You were game actually approaching because I would have just called the police straight away and said, "Listen, there's someone screaming."
It looked like it was going to get serious very quickly.
Right.
And I didn't think there was time for me to do that.
Right, okay.
Like, look, it's instinct, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I saw someone pushing my daughter, you know, I'd...
Yeah,
hurt.
Well, I hope this lady's okay.
I hope someone would stand up. Yeah, I hope so too.
Oh, well, that's...
So if you are listening,
that was
your
first ever shopping centre experience. But the rest of it was good?
Yes, see, that's why I don't like shopping centres. It's full of crazies.
Have you got a cramp from signing books?
Oh, no, I did it with my penis.
It was Madonna's 60th birthday yesterday. Well, it still is today, isn't it?
Well, if you live in England, it's probably today. But because we live in the good part of the world, we'd say yesterday.
And one of my favourite shows is...
And her name's not Madonna, it's Madge. We're
Madge,
friends now.
Madge,
she's
Madge.
Old. She can't be, like, young and trendy.
One of my favourite shows on Joy is Turn the Beat Around with Robbie Molinari, which is on Friday nights from...
From 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, that's all right.
From 9 to 1. And did you know what? It's today.
Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning. Good morning, boys.
I know, you'd be used to saying good evening, wouldn't you?
I do. This is a bit strange for me being here this early in the morning.
Yeah.
So, well, you scrubbed up all right considering how early it is.
Thank you.
You had your coffee. Hey, Madonna. Madonna, is she big to you?
Absolutely, she's big to me. She's probably one of the very, very first artists that I sort of latched onto as a music fan. You know, one of the first posters that went up on my bedroom wall as a kid. First record I ever bought was Like a Virgin. It sort of just steamrolled from there.
She was so... You know what I liked about Madonna? She always had... I had a gap in my tooth, my front teeth.
So does she.
And she did too, so yeah. I kind of felt like, you know, we had something in common.
Well, that's true. And she was... I mean, she was gorgeous. I thought she was beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely, she was beautiful. I mean, people say aesthetically she's not beautiful or she hasn't got the best voice, but she makes the best of what she's got.
Yeah, yeah. I think she's great. And you're right, Holiday. I remember being at school and hearing that song come out. It was this whole new music. And here was this woman wearing, like, tights under a skirt and a midriff, and she had one glove on and this knitted leather top. And so I went to my first dress-up party dressed as Madonna. Yeah, I don't know how they ever thought I was not gay then. You know,
is that why you wear the gloves today as well? You still wear gloves.
Oh, no, that's from Friction Burn. Too much last night. Oh. Yeah,
she's been... I was in the gym yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday Madonna, and the day before and an hour before that and last week, a year ago. Sorry, go on.
Madonna came on, right, mm-hmm. and I was talking to my trainer. I said, oh, yeah, it's Madonna's 60th birthday, right? And what was on was Like a Virgin. Right. And another trainer goes, what's this song?
Oh, no. Are they 20?
They're like, yeah, I think they're in their 20s.
But you still should know who Madonna is. Like, she's one of those artists.
Well, I think some of the younger generation probably are missing the beat there with Madonna. Because
I think so too.
Yeah.
Now, tonight, you've got a...
We'll need to change that.
Yeah, absolutely. But and if they listen to you tonight,
I'll give
will
them a
change them.
History
but
lesson.
I'm going to say something really bad because I was a big Madonna freak. Right, yep. Like, Madonna, Madonna. Then she brought out that True Blue album, and I just thought, what a load of shit.
That was her highest selling album of her career.
And I hated it. For some reason, it was my least favourite. Yeah, what was that one about being pregnant? Oh, Papa, don't preach. Oh, shut up and tell your dad. You got knocked up. Big deal, you know? Like, for some reason, that song robbed me. And then I went off Madonna a little bit, but then I'm way back Madonna.
You back?
Now.
She got you back with Like a Prayer?
Oh, she got me back with a prayer.
And Vogue?
Oh, Vogue.
It didn't stop after that. Yeah.
What would be your favourite Madonna track, Robbie?
It's one of those things where it changes all the time, but I always go back to Like a Virgin. I just think Like a Virgin is such a... cool song.
Yeah.
You know, it's
and the
cheeky,
film clip of her in Venice getting all up on it. Yeah. I tried to do that a couple of years ago in Venice. It didn't work very well, let me tell you. I spent my whole trip through Europe basically doing... I went from like Salzburg doing the Sound of Music dance to Venice thinking I was Madonna. The poor guy trying to push the boat saying, Dwayne, could you ask him to sit straight? And I'm trying to do the whole sex it up on the
boat. Did you go under the bridge and...
Yeah,
he didn't knock your head.
He stood up. Boom. What was your favourite Madonna song, Tom?
Well, you know, it does change all the time, but the other day we're going through, was the one with the cowboy one?
Music?
Don't tell me to.
Oh, don't tell me.
Oh, my God. And the film clip very and cool. Those hotties get in there and Madonna has a bit of a dance, kicks up some dirt. Yeah.
Now, you've got some guests coming in tonight.
We have, actually. We're really lucky to get Raya Zwan in. Now, you might not know the name, but he is a Dutch documentary filmmaker. He produced a documentary a couple of years ago, an award-winning documentary called Strike a Pose. He reunited the six remaining dancers from Madonna's Blonde Ambition Tour from 1990. So we've got him on the phone tonight. So he talks about the movie, its success, and bringing back together those guys. And it's really important, and it's such a good interview to listen to because those boys were, for such a long time ago, that movie came out in 1990, and Madonna threw these boys onto the big screen, all gay, everybody was out, apart from one actually, and we'll hear a little bit more about that tonight. But she was such a trailblazer, you know, by doing so, because that was so long ago, and we're still only now fighting to get a little bit more acceptance. You know, it's come a long way, but she did it so long ago, and this movie was so important then. And he's done a really good job by making this, you know, documentary 25 years later and you know, reuniting these guys. It's really good, yeah.
And it's going to show Madonna that she still is relevant. If you
Absolutely.
Listen to some of her old music, it still can get there. She's been very good at reinventing herself.
Absolutely.
She's done a good job.
So we've got Raya Zwan on. We've also got Richard Kotzebayoukas, who's a Melbourne boy. He's actually living in LA these days, living the LA lifestyle. He's on the phone with us tonight, and he's a big Madonna fan. He's got his own YouTube channel. It's called Dr. Madonna. So he'll give
Dr. Madonna.
Yeah, check it out. He's very, very cool. So we've got him on the phone, and he's going to give us his take on Madonna and her, you know, her history, and so on. He's really good.
And you've got 4 hours packed.
Music, remixes.
You'll be playing everything.
Well, you know what? Going through and trying to collate a playlist has been so hard. 4 hours is a long time, but Madonna has just got, like, you know, 35 years worth of music to play. And we're not even going to get all the hits in, but we'll do as best as we can, and there'll be hopefully some stuff people haven't heard before.
What a Friday night. Bring all your friends around, have a few drinks.
Madonna
and turn
party.
On Madonna. And even if you do not know Madonna, you haven't heard, I promise you, it'll be the best 4 hours. You'll come out squealing.
Now, Rob, it's the last show for this programming grid.
This is my last show for, this grid. I'm going to have a break during spring. Put my feet up for a bit and enjoy my Friday nights at home as well for a change.
And then hopefully we'll see you back after that.
Yeah, hopefully. And Shane Cooper's going to take the reins for a little while, so yeah.
Fantastic. Are we playing another Madonna song
we
now?
We are going to play another Madonna song. This is all about you, Tom. It's Material Girl. Robbie Molinari with Turn the Beat Around tonight for our Madonna special.
I love this film. No, this is my favourite.
Until 1 a.m. You're going to be up to 1 a.m. I'm Madonna. How cool. Thanks, Robbie.
Thanks, boys.
Now, we've got a prize to give away. This is really exciting, actually. I'm going to read it. Double pass and a book, Cocktails on the Couch with Tom and Wayne.
Oh, I'm going to sign it, too.
You're going to sign a signed copy of the book and double pass to their launch, which is next Tuesday.
But the signature's going to, you have to use one of those blue lights to see it. It'll be a special signature lemon only, juice. Limited edition. I really won't put anything on the book, I promise.
Okay, I'm going to read, this is what it says about the book. Tell me if this is right or wrong. Yep. Cocktails on the Couch with Wayne and Tom is a unique spin on the traditional cocktail book, giving Australian fans what they've been asking for, the cocktails they see them drink on TV.
What we tell them what they want.
Drink on TV and while on breakfast radio, paired with an insight into their lives. The cocktails are split into seasons. Oh, that's great.
Well, that's how you drink. Don't you drink by season?
Yeah, I suppose you do. Each season contains stories and anecdotes from us. Oh, I bet you there's some great stuff we can talk about in there, including their first Valentine's date.
Didn't we talk about that one yesterday?
Where you ended up being like the exorcist with your head spinning around. Key events, raising three children and the many stories that encompass their 17-year union.
So basically Wayne's wrote the cocktail.
Right.
And then from there I've just added the memory to it.
You wrote the story that goes
So we're having a party next Tuesday, a very exclusive party. Yeah.
Very exclusive.
It was exclusive until you two got on the bloody guest list. I don't know how that is. But what I haven't told you yet.
We're bringing it down to earth.
Well, actually, you've got jobs. Andy does know. You've been invited point blank because I need you to do shit. But that's okay. So we're also going to let two people come along. I think we're going to have like Married at First Sight weirdos. And
oh, wow.
Alex Nation, who tried to find a husband but still can't get a husband.
So if you want to come along to that and you get a copy, which is more important, of the book.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to sign it. Wayne's going to sign it.
Yes.
What are we going to do?
Well, come on. It's Madge's birthday.
It is her birthday.
So
it was her birthday, 60 years old.
If you're going to get Madge a birthday present, what would you get her? Oh, here we go. We've got somebody here who says, her name's Ellen. She says, I'd give Madonna a push-up bar and continence pads. Basically, she reckons I'd have to share it with her because we're both old bitches, which is probably very true. That's getting very good. Actually, look, we've got a lot of messages here as well coming through. Here we go. So we got here, morning, guys. You didn't say who you were, but we like you anyway. She'd buy Madonna, a tube of Voltaren and a walking stick because of the old bugger. Yep. This. Katie said she'd jump out of a cake and give Madonna a lap dance just while they're like a virgin. Was playing in the background.
That's
great. No, I reckon that'd give Madonna a little Woody. No, I reckon she's got a big Woody. Terry said give her dance lessons. Have you not?
Well, she's great at dancing.
Oh, that's terrible. Here we go. Oh, good on you, Neil. He'd give us a copy of Tom and Andy's book. Well, did we write a book together, Andy?
I don't remember.
What would that be? You know, like Nice and Weirdo. Oh, it'd be a good one. It'd be black and white, you know. How to be a good person and how to be creepy. It'd be a front and back cover. Yeah. Well, you're definitely at the back, Andy. We know that before. Yeah.
We've got a couple more entries. We want to know what you would give Madonna for her 60th birthday.
Actually, we've got a lot of little messages still coming through about what we're going to give Madonna for her birthday.
What are we going to give her?
Well, it's funny here because what would you give old Madonna for her birthday? And then it had question mark. It said, depends. And I thought, bloody idiot. Then I realised they're a name of the nappy things, aren't they? Like what the old people wear. And I thought, well, little Jason from Ivor. I heard that funny. That made me laugh anyway because it took me a minute. And it is early and I'm only on my second coffee. So there is a few reasons why. We're going through. There's a few people said I should give her a copy of the book, but we don't want to scare the bitch away, do we? We need her to come to the country. Thank you. We'll keep going. I think we're going to get Mr. Rattle to draw it out soon.
Giving away your book, your signed book, and double pass to the launch party next Tuesday.
Well, we're just about to get Mr. Rattle to draw it. We've got a couple more that come through.
What are they saying?
One here said, I'd give Madonna Tom for her 60th. They both deserve each other. Aww. So I'm not quite sure whether Nurse James was trying to say it was insulting or not. But I'm happy.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, Madonna's can pay all she likes. Yeah. Yeah, so we brought somebody in here that might have someone we can trust.
A barrel girl.
Oh, thank you.
We've got the barrel girl.
Are you putting me over the barrel?
Well, you did wear those tights and high heels in, so we had to use it for something. I mean, I know you've been out last night on your second job.
Yeah. What can I say?
How much did you make? What, 33 cents down St Kilda?
I did try offering my services when I was 14.
Oh, did you?
I mean, isn't that terrible? But it was. I asked for $5 and they laughed at me and drove off.
Hmm. Oh, really?
I know, I was devastated.
Shit, come on, let's take a collection. Someone get out a hat. I think I can get $5 for you.
So, yes, it didn't work. So let me be your barrel girl.
Okay, yeah. Now this is drawn out.
Do we do a drum roll?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go through them all. I'll just pick one out. And here it is.
Oh.
Okay, the drum roll's over. It's Daryl. Daryl, member number 3969, because he said he'd give Madonna lame shorts and a party hat.
Oh, good on him. I hope he's hot.
Good on you, Daryl. Congratulations.
Yeah. If you're pretty, skin tight jeans and take your shirt off, gets the extra cocktails.
Oh, dear.
So we'll see Daryl at the launch party next Tuesday, which is great.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.